Okay, a couple of years ago, Rabbi Yehuda Willa came to speak to the Masmidim. Last year we were not Zaycha, but this year we figured out how to do it. If you get Yedidya Willick to come to Camp Kaylee, and you get Aryeh Wolf to come to Camp Kaylee, so then you get Rav Yehuda Willick to come to Camp Kaylee. He does not want any big introductions. Let me just say something that came to mind just as I was walking to the Beis Medrash this evening. I was once listening to Rav Schachter talking about his relationship with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And one of the things he said was that when he was a bachur in YU, if you wanted to be successful in learning, you just followed what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein did, because he was so successful in learning that if you wanted to be matzliach, so I remember from my time in MTA, if you wanted to be a ben Torah, you followed what Yehuda Willick did. That if you wanted to be normal, down to earth, and a mas midatzim and all that, you just follow. And decades later, that's still what we all do. We just follow. We try to follow the best we can what Rav Yehuda Willick does, and then hopefully we'll achieve becoming a ben Torah somewhere in his vicinity. But it's a very great covenant, and I'm very excited that Rav Willick has agreed to come and say shir this evening.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Leibowitz. I would just correct that if you want to be a Talmud Chacham and a Gadol B'Torah, just keep an eye on Rabbi Leibowitz and just follow in his path, and you will be an amazing Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik and special, one of the most unique people that I've met, and I consider him to be one of my oldest friends, going back to ninth grade. So thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. I see some familiar faces and unfamiliar faces. Special to be with you here in this incredible Beis Medrash. Thank you for having me. So now, I'd like to learn with you the following sugya. If you knew Yiddish better, I would put the entire Yiddish phrase there, but I had to go online to figure out what Morty Shapiro sings in his song about chapping a mitzvah. Something like chap nacha mitzvah. So, you're supposed to chap mitzvahs, right? You're supposed to chap mitzvahs. Someone may think, well, it's such an important thing to chap mitzvahs, maybe I'll go around chapping everyone's mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Kama and in Maseches Chulin, let's look at it together. The mitzvah that we're discussing in Maseches Bava Kama is an interesting mitzvah. What if you have a shore that is chayav skila? Or if you have a tree that has to be destroyed? Why would a tree have to be destroyed? No? Asherah. Was anyone in Tinek, Seik, or Morasha Kola, was it here also? What, were you there? You were there. One year, like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a house that was sold in Tinek, and the owner of the house realized and was told by the neighbor that the tree in the backyard was worshipped and was an Asherah tree. So it was an unbelievable opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of burning an Asherah tree. And I was present when they did it in Marsha Koldal. They did it in a few places around the tri-state area. There's a mitzvah. You were there?
No, just a question.
Yeah.
An information question. When it's a regular Asherah that's not Asherah, it's a Moshe. Straight from
him
to destroy it.
Ah.
Is
Arnold Yam
good enough?
Ah, well, we were machmir to do. Is there a chiyuv? I have to look into it. So you're saying, is there any? There's certainly this chiyuv to destroy.
Destroy.
Abe to Abdun, right? Which includes. But you're saying, is it dafka sreifa? Okay, that's something to look into. Thank you, Rabbi Leibowitz. We were machmir. We did maybe like chametz. You know, you don't really have to do streifa, but we were machmir. So we did streifa. Now there's a mitzvah to destroy the asherah. So what happens? The Gemara is discussing if someone chaps and destroys the asherah that belongs to someone else, or someone kills the shor that's chayav skila. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Forget about everything else. Let's look at the last couple of lines. The Gemara says, "Damalei anaba ino miyaveh ha-mitzvah." The person who owns the shore, or the person who owns the ilan, says, "I wanted to do the mitzvah." D'tani v'shafach v'chisa, misha shafach yichasa. The one who is shofich shchita, the one who does shchita is chayv in kisui adam. Umaisa be'echa she shachat v'kidim chaver v'kisa. And the story goes that someone who was shochet was preempted by his friend, and his friend did kisui v'chibur Rabbi Gamliel litam l'asar zuhuvim. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Yechayv and asar zuhuvim." By the way, how much is asar zuhuvim? No, someone in the back. How much is asar zuhuvim? You. How much is asar zuhuvim? Take a guess. Wild guess. Come on, you don't need to know. In dollars. $50. Okay. Someone else in the back. How much is asar zuhuvim? $10. Okay. Anyone else? No, don't look it up. Yes. So I didn't know. So I saw that Rabbi Melamed, who's a Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael, wrote up that he did an investigation, and I was blown away. Asar Zehuvim is around 10,000 shekels. That's a lot of money. 10,000 shekels. That's anyone. The Israelis here knew how much is 10,000 shekels in dollars?
3,600.
Exactly. Something like that. $3,600. It's a lot of money. And the Gemara even says, maybe we'll get to it, that if you chab someone's birchas hamazon, you're chayev 40 zehuvim. It's a lot of money. It's 40,000 shekel. It's a lot of money. Right? So we're talking about real cash. Okay. So now, I'd like to first begin discussing the following question. What is the nature of the chiyuv of someone who's chotet as a mitzvah? Why is he chayav to pass asar zuhuvim? What is that about? So let's look inside together. Right, the Gemara in Chulin, if you have a chance, you look at it. It's a similar Gemara. It talks about berachos hamazon. The Gemara does add one wrinkle, which is it schar mitzvah or schar bracha? Are we talking about taking someone's mitzvah or taking someone's bracha? We've shown him sort of come out that you're really chayav for really both. Look at the Kafta Beferach. The Kafta Beferach is a Rishon. Not well known, but he's a Rishon. And look what he says, it's pretty glaring, where he begins by saying, Tashlom L'Gozel Mitzvah. So what already is glaring in that title? Goslin, very good. What's your name? Ephraim, very good. Right? The title of this Perek is Paying for Gozel Mitzvah. So he calls this discussion, a discussion of gzela. And if you look, he says, v'chiyav asar zuhuvim l'misha gozal mitzvah mechavera. Right? The chiyav asar zuhuvim is for someone who is gozal mitzvah mechavera. It's a rebel fasizal and a knas al din. And he goes on, and you'll read it, and he talks about gzela. Okay, so according to the Kafta Beferach, the isser of chotef as a mitzvah is an isser of gzela. And it's pretty clear when you read the entire thing, that it's an Isser Doraisa. Okay, so it's an unbelievable Kafta Perach. If you take someone's mitzvah, you have violated an Isser Doraisa of Gzela. Now, there are a few questions that you can ask. Ask the question on that. Yes. Is a mitzvah of Avera. Very good. What's your name? Rafi, excellent. Is a mitzvah of Avera. Was the guy who was Chotem as a mitzvah even the Kai in the mitzvah? Good kasha, right? He even alludes to it, but he doesn't seem very bothered by it. So that's one thing. There are a lot of other questions that I think you can bring up on this, which is, I'll just name a couple of them, which is just food for thought. Would you say that chotev es mitzvah is a lav which is nitak la'aseh, and is paying the asar zehuvim tashlume gzela that's menatik the lav? Yes. Okay, so. What I think you're saying, which is a very, very good question based on the Kafta Beferach's approach, which is, one second, Beishas Akzela, we know, what do? You pay back the object that you stole. So what is Asar Zuhuvim doing? So what do you think the next thing, what's the answer to that question? Yes, what's your name? Effie. Effie, yes. So one second, you're jumping the gun. So if you can't return the object, why can't you return the object? Why can't you return the object? Because because it's not there. So what's the din? If you can't return the object that you stole, what's the din? What do you do? What do you pay? What do you pay? Before you get to, you pay Karen Tashlumin. Now, Gzela doesn't have Kefa, but everyone's murmuring, and I like what you're saying. The Chassam Sofer seems to suggest that if it would be Bederach Geneva, okay, you'd be chai have to pay double in Kefa. And if for some reason somehow it was Shechita involved, you maybe pay chai down the head. Right? If you shechted someone's carbon, you have to think about what the case is. But he raises the possibility. Pretty wild. Okay. So let's move on. I just want to mention that the Beis Yosef, I don't know if I put it here, the Beis Yosef, I didn't put it down, but I noticed the Beis Yosef in Shin Pei Beis, when he discusses this, he has a line. I don't know what to do with the line. He quotes the Sefer, the Meisharim. Not a well-known Rishon, but he quotes the Meisharim, who says that if you preempt someone and do someone else's kid's mila, so the din is, you're chayv. He says, and the lashon is im gazla me avir. Okay, im gazla me avir. So the point that I'm trying to make in the Beis Yosef, he refers to it as gazela. Okay. Let's move on and look at Rashi for a moment. Maseches Chulin on page Zayin Amud Aleph, which is on the bottom of page 1. Rashi says, Litin lo, b'bnei shehefsido schar. L'kaman ba yischar mitzvos maiso schar brach. The Gemara is going to ask, what schar are you paying for? Is it the schar of the mitzvah or the schar of the bracha? But what does Rashi sound like? How does Rashi seem to explain the nature of chapping someone else's mitzvah? Why are you paying 10 zehuver? Yitzi.
You're paying back the schar that you took.
Okay, so what would you call that? What would you call that? What did you do to the guy? Which is mechayev of you to pay, no? What would you call that? You're paying because you were mastered. So what is that? Anyone on this side? What do you say? What do you call that? If I mastered you something, I ruined something of yours. So why am I chayav to pay for it? Ah, very good. Right, that's called hezek. Right, if I ruin your Kaylee sweatshirt, it's an expensive sweatshirt, right? I'll give you a half sweatshirt if you want. But it's a very expensive sweatshirt. So I'm chaya because I'm mazik you. I'm mastered you money. Rashi says, why am I chaya to pay for someone? Why is someone chaya to pay for being chotef mitzvah? Neshev sido schar. Right? So you were mastered him. You're mastered him schar. There's a slight mashmas here that you're not paying because I stole the mitzvah, but because I was mazik you something. Now, we're not going to discuss this here, but does everyone, you heard of the sugya of grama versus garmi? Yeah, did grama come up on Shabbos? Did we talk about grama at all in Bishul? Not yet. So are you chayav, if you're mazik someone b'derech grama, are you chayav? The answer is no. So you chayev. Is this direct or not? So you have to, it's not for now, but it's a very interesting discussion that you can have. Would this be considered direct? If you take someone's schar in Olam Haba, right, by taking his mitzvah, so you're mastered in the schar, is that grama or garmi? Or more? Okay, not for now, something to think about. Rav Yashiv is Madaik in Rabbeinu Tam. He's Madaik in Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos that he feels Rabbeinu Tam also learned that the Chiyuv is because of Hezek. How so? This is actually very relevant, Lamaisa. Can you go after someone today to pay him sarazuhu. Okay? Can you go after someone today, take him to Beis Din and say, hey, pay me sarazuhu. Can you do that now? So you have to go back and ask yourself a question, which is, what do Beis Dins adjudicate nowadays? Okay? So, Rabbi Yehudah claims that you can't go after them. Why? Because you can only go after something which is shkiach, right? Which is shkiach. It has to be shkiach. That's the Gemara Baba Kama. And what else does it have to be? What is that? It has to be chsar and kiss. Very good. So, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, you can look at it, it's on the last page, I believe. Everyone look at the last page. Nope, not on the last page, somewhere else. I didn't put it down here, I apologize. Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon, it's in Maseches Bava Kama. Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon, that it has to do with Hafsid. Lashon is Hafsid. And he talks about Chisar and Kes. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Kevon de'ein Chisar and Kes, in Govin Bizman Azah. Okay? Kevon de'ein Chisar and Kes, in Govin Bizman Azah. Again, Kevon de'ein Chisar and Kes, in Govin Bizman Azah. That's the language of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Yashiv is Medayik, the language of Kevon de'ein Chisar and Kes, in Govim Bizman Azeh, that sounds like this is a discussion of Hezek. That Lashon of whether or not your Govim Bizman Azeh is borrowed from the Gemara that talks about collecting for Hezek and Kabbalah, and the language that the Rebbeinu Tam uses is a language that very much reminds you of Hezek and Kabbalah, and therefore Rabbi Yashiv claims that the Rebbeinu Tam learns that it's similar to Rashi. Okay. I want everyone to look on page 2. Stick together on page 2. Look what he says. It's the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama. Quoting Rabbeinu Yonasan, he says, Mehamninan le deknasa ba'almahu. Okay, we're talking about the Chiyav of Asara Zuvim. He says it's a knas ba'alma. What's a knas? What's a knas? It's a fine. Okay? If you skip to the line afterwards, he says, "Oh, takana ba'alma, kadeshi yu amitzvos chavivos al balayim." Okay, so according to the Shita Mekubetzes, there's a suffix. What is the nature of the chiyuv of asar zuhu? Is it because of a knas? Knas is a fine, punishment. Or is it a takana? What's the takana? How do you understand that? So, if I steal a mitzvah from Meir, okay, I have to pay him asara zehuvim. Why? Because I don't want Meir to think that mitzvahs are not so important, and like he'll be okay with it. Meir has to see the significance of the mitzvah that I took from him. So I have to pay him asara zehuvim, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, in order to show him how important it really is. That's how the Shita Mekubetzes explains. Now, in all honesty, the Rashba, which you have in front of you, also brings down two approaches, but slightly differently. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, V'chibor bin li'alitin asar zuhuvim, kasar v'inu chanan alzal, ha'dechaive asar zuhuvim, knasahu. Right? It's a knas. V'lo gamrina minal mitzvah sacheros. You can't learn from knas to other mitzvahs. Aval harif zal kasav de garmina mina. But the riff said you could learn from this to others, to all mitzvahs, whatever mitzvahs that you chop from someone, you're chayat to pay asar zehuvim. So it would seem, and this is how the riff explains it, that there's actually a machlokas going on between Rabbeinu Chananel and the riff. The machlokas is like this. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, asar zehuvim is a knas. according to the Rif, Asar Zehuvim is Takana. It's a din. Meaning, it's not a punishment, but you took something from someone, it didn't belong to you, you have to pay Me'ikar Adin for what you took. It would appear that there's a major machlokas we've shown him in how to understand the nature of the mitzvah, or I should say, the Asar Zehuvim. Yitzi?
According to the Jews, how do we quantify the
schar
or the
chashivas
of mitzvah?
Okay, good. So actually, you're bringing a very, very important point, which is how could you say that a mitzvah is worth asar zehuvim? The question that you're asking, I think, is more on the kafter of Ferah than anyone else. Maybe Rashi also, right? Because Gedi, how could you say that if I steal a mitzvah, it's worth 10 zehuvim? Right. So does that mean? So therefore, you're saying it's more. Saying or it should be much more. Or are you saying it's impossible to evaluate?
It's impossible to pay it back, but
worldly. Right. So if it's a knas, then that makes sense. If it's a knas, so we just want to fine the guy for doing something really not right. Or if you say, like the Shita Mekubetza says, that you want the Baal HaMitzvah to know what he lost. So we give it a price, but it's not really the value of a mitzvah, right? It's a year. Should I tell you a Chassam Sofer? When you hear a Chassam Sofer, this is going to be a mind-blowing Chassam Sofer. Listen to the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, you know what? You're not paying Asar Zehuvim for the mitzvah. You may have been a Ganav or a Gazlan, but in no way is the 10 Zehuvim payment for the mitzvah. Because as Gideon said, you can't pay for a mitzvah. It's not possible. So what are you doing? So he says, he has an unbelievable chash. He says, listen, if I stole Meir's mitzvah, obviously Meir wanted to do the mitzvah, right? Meir, right? You wanted to do the mitzvah, no? So if I stole your mitzvah, did I take away your schar and olam haba? Why? Because what does the Gemara say? No, what does the Gemara say about someone who wants to do a mitzvah? As if he did it. And he gets the reward as if he did it. Says the Chassam Sofer, if I steal Meir's mitzvah, I'm not really taking away his reward in Olam Haba. He's getting his reward in Olam Haba. Okay, so what I'm taking away from Meir is the difference between someone who does a mitzvah b'maisa, b'poel, and someone who didn't do it b'poel. There's something special about getting your hands dirty and doing the mitzvah, that entire immersion of what, you know, getting involved in the tzar and getting your involved in the mitzvah, that's what I'm paying for. But I'm not paying for the tzar of the mitzvah, really. No way. Yes, what's your name?
Gabe,
yeah. No?
You look like a nice.
Okay.
Why is the rhythm of it on the screen? Why can you say that?
So it's not knas sounds like a fine for something you did. Takana sounds like the way the riff said, you don't have the whole riff, but you see the whole riff inside. It sounds like that's really what, like, if I took something from you, the ikra din of chayav to give it back. So those are different, and they're lots of nafkaminas. You see the difference? A fine is, I'm not really paying for what I took from you, but I need a punishment for what I did. Takana, bigger idea is like, no, I'm paying for what I did to you because I caused you some loss.
Is that a fine though?
Fine is a punishment, which has nothing to do with what loss I caused. Okay, yeah. What's
your name? Jonathan.
Yeah. That's a stupid question. Yeah. You
should have
been all over me
like
an hour ago. Where have you been?
Okay.
So
that's my question was,
regarding
the fact that he loses Scar, the fact that he loses Scar from a,
saying, is there any scar in Olam Hazeh that's being impacted?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Giddy thinks that Star Mitzvah Baha'u'llah Malacha.
Don't put this on
here. It's a Chazal somewhere. Okay. It's a good question, but we know we say every day. This is not my question. What do we say every day? There's some loves it. Right. That's a question that the Achronim ask. Okay. Maybe for a different time, we give a chabur on that topic. But whether there's schar in this world. Question. What's your name?
Shmuel.
Yes.
Assuming we hold like the chassam sober, so within Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that's a knas. So we hold one of the knas potter.
Oh.
Someone's voted that he stole the mitzvah. So who gets credit for?
So that already, that twist, I'm not sure, but I didn't get to it. But if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah's son, he says exactly what you said. So look on the last, second to last line in the Shid Nukubatas. V'naf gamina bein knas l'takanta, di'iha v'knasa moda b'knas pater. V'itakanti avagav demoda shlo machmos b'achad eidim chai l'shalim. So, I don't know if that was exactly what you were after, but you happened to have hit on something which is important, that the Shida Mekubetzes himself says, whether the Chiv al-Asar Zuhuvim is Knas or Takanta, the Nafkamina is going to be Modeh B'Knas. I think you're onto something else. Maybe we'll catch each other more on that later. Okay, now, let's talk some Nafkaminas. Let's get into some Nafkaminas here, some really interesting Nafkaminas that I want to bring up. Okay, so nafkamina number one. What about shogeg? What if you take someone's mitzvah accidentally? What do you say? Yichayv asar zuhuvim? What would you say? Yichayv asar zuhuvim if you take someone's mitzvah b'shogeg? Oh. So, Yitzi. Very good, Yitzi. My oldest Talmud here for that many years. Him and Giddy, maybe. The Rivash points out that lo kansinan shogeg atumezeg. When it comes to knas, we're not kansin shogeg atumezeg. Very good. But what if it's gzela? Now you can talk about that. What if it's hezek? Pashup shayid bichah. Okay, so that's one possible nafkamina. Here's a fascinating discussion. What if, I'm going to move on from there, let's pick someone else. What if I chop someone's mitzvah, but I don't do the mitzvah, I just chop it. So for instance, let's say, you're learning Gemara, and I take the Gemara away. This is just to illustrate, I take it away and I prevent you from learning. But I'm not learning. So my chayv on asar zuhuvim? My chayv on asar zuhuvim? Nope. Let's follow that. Come on. I need some help. Yes.
It's hard. Yeah.
So if it's paying for Hepsid, right, on the star, so you're saying them chat. What if it's Gzela? Guys, on this side, come on. What if it's Gzela? What do you say?
Well, couldn't you just, if it was Gzela, couldn't you just pay whatever it would cost for him to be able to do this right now?
What's that? Am I even chai with that? Did I steal his mitzvah? Did I steal his mitzvah in that case? No? Did I steal his mitzvah? What does it mean to steal a mitzvah? So now we're getting into some technical things. What does it mean to steal someone's mitzvah?
If you steal an item just because, let's say some guy has a car and somebody steals a car from him, but he doesn't use the car. Let's say.
Okay. So you know what? Let me give a bad. You're right. You're right. I actually gave it was a bad case. What if the case I gave was bad? Okay, I'm going to go back to Yonatan. Let's say I go back to Yonatan. I don't touch his Gemara. I just block him from using it. Okay. Or really, I block him from using it.
Am I chayav as far as the lulim or not? Okay, so good point. Am I chayav in that case as far as the lulim? What do you say? Okay, so here's the correction. So Mechayev, was I masted him? Did I cause him a loss? Yes. Did I take it? No. So it's a fascinating discussion. Look at the Rambam for a moment on page 2. The Rambam has a couple of Lashonos here, which is very confusing. He's talking about our Gemara that we started with. You took someone's shor, or you killed someone's shor, or Elon. How do you translate Sharif Kia Milasos Mitzvah? No? What do you guys say? Sharif Kian Milasos Mitzvah. What do you guys say? Yes? Oh, excellent. So what about the case of Yonatan where I was mafkia him from doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Should I be chayv? Yeah, right? Look at Halacha Yudalid. Again, he talks about Shiyiru Hadayan. By the way, what's that Lashon Shiyiru Hadayan? This is an aside point. It's an unbelievable Lashon in the Rambam. What does it mean, Shiyiru Hadayan? What happened to Asar Zehuvim? Right? So we'll get to Asar Zehuvim in the Rambam, but what does Shiyiru Hadayan mean? So the Sma, Sefer Mir Sinayim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, says an unbelievable thing. You know what he says? He says, if you steal a mitzvah from Ploni, and Ploni couldn't care about mitzvahs. So how much do you pay Ploni? Okay, so Beis Din has to say, well, this guy doesn't really, never comes to Shachris anyway. So the fact that you locked him out of Shachris, you did him a favor. Right? He wasn't interested in davening Shachris. He took his tefillin, great. He wasn't going to put on tefillin anyway. So you chayv to pay him asar zuhum if you take someone's tefillin? He didn't care. Shiur Adayonim. The standard probably is around 10. If you take a mitzvah from Rabbi Rosner or Rabbi Leibowitz, people who love mitzvahs, you got to pay millions of dollars. Kmo Shiur Adayonim. That's what the Sma says. Look at the Rambam when he goes on. He says, "V'yesh mishahor shu nosik knas katzav u'asar zuhuvim." Okay, that we don't. It doesn't fluctuate. V'chein horu shekol amoneh abayla milasos mitzvos asay shehin ruuyin laasosa. Okay, so right now, what did the Rambam just say? What did you do? You're a moneh abayla milasos mitzvos asay shehin ruuyin laasosa. What does that sound like? Shemoneya. That what? You prevent. Rav Chaya for preventing. Bekidim achav asah. But then he goes on and he says that you did it. Then mishalem lebailam asar zuhu. Okay, now, there are a lot of fascinating tshuvas that I saw that sort of touch on this topic. The Pisrei Tshuva in Shin Pei Beis quotes a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer in Choshen Mishpah Kufayin Vav. It's a wild story. I can't believe they did this shtick in those days. Basically, the story, he quotes it in the Pesach Yitzchuv. It's on the Choshen Mishpah. He says like this. He says, you know, there was once a shochet. Now, you don't realize what a shochet is, but in the old days, the shochet was like the assistant rabbi. A shochet was like the big deal. Right? He's a chash of a person in town. Well, the shochet in a certain town decided to play a joke, a practical joke, on someone. So what did he do? He said, he heard that there was a fellow in the neighboring town 4 hours away who had a baby. So he said to the mole in his town, go and they need you to do the milah. Okay? So now this fellow is the mole, he's needed. So he decides, okay, what am I going to do? So he goes and he travels for 4 hours and he gets to the neighboring town and he
barges in. He's like all excited because he feels like everyone's waiting that morning. Everyone, oh, yeah, the bris milah in the morning. It's now like 9 o'clock. He's expecting, 300 people waiting, for the bris milah. He walks into shul. He's like, I'm ready to do the milah for so and so, and everyone starts to laugh. So and so had a baby girl. So now there are a number of halachic issues that the Chassam Sofer raises. One is this shochet a kosher shochet. Can you allow him to continue to do shechita? Right? I mean, that's not right. So that's one question that he deals with. Another question, which is interesting, he's like, one second. You promised the guy that he would be able to do the mitzvah of milah, and now he's not. Should you be chayav to pay him? Should the shochet be chayav to pay them all? Asar zehuvim? Interesting application of Asara Zehuvim. Does that make sense? Right? You didn't really take away his mitzvah. It's an interesting application. Yes?
Two questions. Would this
mall get Schar Alicha? Okay, here's a shiloh. You get Schar Alicha to go to a mitzvah that was never really there. But in your mind, you were going to do a mitzvah. Ooh, wow. That's a very lumpish shaila. I like that shaila. Ooh, also that's a mairdik shaila. Would you say oseg b'mitzvah, patrim b'mitzvah, and so on, who went to do a mitzvah that really wasn't? So l'mafreya, if you didn't say shema that night, or you didn't sleep in sukkah that night, did he do an avera? I believe it was, what? I don't know. I don't know how to address that question.
Very good. Okay, that's right.
Ramu
doesn't like that.
Ramu doesn't like that. Yeah, he doesn't like that one. But okay, I mean, according to the Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Leibowitz is bringing a raya that in his mind he's doing that it's considered, even though it's not. A very good raya, Rabbi Leibowitz. Very good raya. Okay, it's a good raya. What time we have till 10? Is that a hard stop or a soft stop? It's a Chassidish stop? Rabbi Natan? Okay. So when do you become a Chassid? The Shalom or something? Okay. Now, here's an interesting question. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlow discusses the following. Listen to this. Is there anything wrong for me to go after someone's mitzvah? He claims that it's not an isser. There's nothing wrong. And he's medayik in a few places. And one of the basis of his claim is using the Shita Mekubetzas that says that the payment of Asar Zehuvim is Mishom Chibov Mitzvah. So he claims, and he's really strong on this, where he says that, yeah, go ahead, take someone's mitzvah. Okay, if you took someone's mitzvah, pay Asar Zehuvim. But there's no Isser. Now, clearly, according to the Kaf of the Ferah, probably according to Rashi, that wouldn't be the case. But that's what he claims in the Shita Mekubetzas. Okay. I really want to get to the following. This is unbelievable. There's an amazing Shilta Giborim, which I think is really incredible. But I want to ask a question. Okay, here's the question, and you'll be able to answer this question, and then I'll tell you what you think about Shulta Gibor says. So, you have a mitzvah. Let's say you have a mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, you want to do the mitzvah of tefillin. Would you say that you own the mitzvah of tefillin? Do you own your mitzvah of tefillin? Does it belong to you? Can anyone give me a full analysis of that question? Yes?
You're part of the actual tefillin.
So you own your tefillin. I'm not asking if you own your tefillin. I'm asking if you own the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, it seems like a little bit of a weird thing to ask.
I'm saying, would you technically have the first rights on that
chatzah if you own it? I don't mean that. I mean to say, do you own the mitzvah of tefillin? Oh.
What was that?
Yotcha.
Yotcha. Yotcha. Okay. Yotcha. Okay. Okay. Ah, oh, yes?
I'll say yes because
okay.
So this film is yours. It would be like if someone just knew to do a certain mitzvah, it's your mitzvah.
Okay, okay. Giving you a riot from our discussion, yes? Yeah?
Well, when you're doing the villain, every day you're actively doing so. It's not a passive, just you get a mitzvah.
Okay, okay, good. Okay, so here's what I want to just get to, which is like this. If you hold like the kaftan of Tharach, if I take someone's mitzvah, why am I chayav asar zehuvim? Because what did I do? It's gzela. So one second. So what does gzela mean? I can only be gozel something that belongs to you. If you don't own it, then it's not gzela. It seems like the kaftan of Tharach holds that a mitzvah belongs to the owner. According to the other approaches, not so clear. Knas, chibah mitzvah. I don't know if that's the case. The reason why I'm getting to it is because the Shulta Gibor, when you have a chance to look at it, it's an amazing Shulta Gibor. He says that the machlokas between the Rith and the Rebbe Chanana, whether it's knas or din, which could be substituted, whether it's knas or a gazela-like type of chia, which the Kaftan Farah describes, if it's knas or din, the nafkamina between the two is if you could sell a mitzvah. Can you sell a mitzvah? Avosa, could you sell a mitzvah? Good, it sounds crazy, no? Could you sell a mitzvah? That's the nafkamina. And he claims that according to the Rif, you could sell a mitzvah. It's mine to sell. I could sell you a mitzvah that's my mitzvah. I could sell. It's mine. I own it. And I could sell. And in fact, just quickly, let me just go through a couple of things which are really incredible. Which is, the Netziv has a tshuva. It's an unbelievable tshuva. About someone who tried to sell his mitzvahs. For 22,000 rubles, he sold his mitzvahs. Tziv in the Meshav Dov. And he has a lengthy whole discussion whether that sale is binding. Was that sale binding? If you sell your mitzvahs. So in the middle of the tshuva, he alludes to this Shulta Giborim, and he says that the Shulta Giborim is against the Rosh. The Rosh says you can't sell a mitzvah. And he has all the, it's a beautiful tshuva from the Netziv. You look at it. I put some of it here. It's a beautiful tshuva. In fact, there are tshuvas that discuss an interesting shaila. Can you sell your averus? There was once a shaila where someone, a rich guy in town, decided to get rid of his averus. So he sold his averus. Now he paid someone to buy it. Okay, so it's a weird case. Could you sell your others? So that's a little bit of a different discussion. But the main discussion here, I guess we'll have to stop now, is that whether or not you own your mitzvah depends on this question of Asarat Zehuvim. Again, is it because of Gzela? Is it because of Hezek? Is it Knas? Is it Chibah Mitzvah? Is it something else? Thank you for listening and for your Ha'aris. Really, schus to be in this Beis Medrash and to this camp, and you should all have an amazing and wonderful summer.
First of all, is it so weird? It sounds a little weird.